The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus. Standard Kelly Bidlin alongside as well. Bill Krakenberger about to happen. First, we get tweets at Beanie the Book. I'll just read a few because everybody wants to get to crack. D-Gen Southern Gent, the quiet, cocky confidence of Adam Burke, as he said he'd let you know which restaurant he'd pick when he won the Guardians dinner bet, doesn't surprise me for a guy whose Twitter handle is Skating Tripods. Yes, that's correct. ProSec 1870, NFL hates technology. They still using 720 perimeter cameras for Fox games and 1080 for CBS. The owners aren't willing to pony up to even upgrade the cameras. And Ryan Hyatt, casino operators and sportsbook directors all checking their phones right now, getting the alert that crack is about to be on ANG with Gil. There's probably several underground pools out there amongst them to see if they, and he continues on, I don't know what he says, like, if they can guess who he's got his sights on this week for severe knuckleheadedness. Well, no time to lose. Let's find out. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Man,
good morning. Yeah, just a couple things. The great Gene Hackman, terrible.
What? Okay, for those who missed this morning, the only report I heard before we got here was Gene Hackman, famous, of course, actor, beloved by
Doyle
in so many films,
Lex Luthor,
right, amongst his characters played, that he, his wife, and their dog,
yeah,
both found dead, or yeah, all found dead.
Yeah, carbon monoxide.
Carbon, that's the word?
And that's terrible, isn't it?
Wow.
Legendary actor, 95 years old, out doing his lawn, he's active, they've seen him. Carbon monoxide poisoning.
So while they were all asleep, in other words, is the assumption, I guess.
Yeah, when they were all sleeping.
Whoa. Wow.
Isn't that terrible? That just really, really bothered me that's the way to go in, you know, your retirement of your life down in Arizona, living the, you know, good life. And, you know, it's something that's amazing that still goes on. You know, you have to just make sure older houses and stuff, you have to make his house wasn't even old. It was, you know, 2020, I think it said his house was built. So
95 years old as deputies responded to a welfare check request at the home around 1:45 p.m. yesterday, found Hackman, his wife, who his last name is Arakawa, and their dog deceased.
Yeah. Oh.
Investigation, as you said, is taking place. Obviously, such films as The French Connection, Hoosiers, for those of us who are sports fans, of course, Unforgiven, and The Firm, among the others.
That, oh, yeah. Started. Young Frankenstein. I mean, so many films.
He was always, he, like Michael Douglas, always chose great films to be in.
Just a great arsenal of films. And, you know, we all will remember we're kids. You know, it's funny. I don't watch any of those type of movies now. You couldn't drag me to a movie theater in general. I was going to go see the Led Zeppelin one. I didn't even go see that. I figured I'll wait till that comes out. But they're all like Marvel and superhero movies. I just don't see. But yeah, when I was a kid, I was loved Superman. I loved, yeah, Christopher Reeve. It was like 1979, 1980, you know. Oh. I was a little kid, and of course Gene Hackman, we hated him, you know, as Lex Luthor. He was just such a con man and a BSer, and
he was so good
in the movie. But probably Popeye Doyle in French Connection was probably my favorite role for him. But yeah, so I seen that and it kind of upset me.
Yeah.
But
tough way to wake up this morning hearing that.
Yeah. No, I actually just looked him up about 6 months ago too.
He retired, just retired from acting.
Retired.
Said, yeah, I mean, he's 95.
95. Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, and that's a shame that's the way you have to die. It's really, really, really a shame. But anyway,
how have you been otherwise? A
couple weeks.
Artful transition from that, but how you been?
Yeah, a couple weeks away from the show, like yourself, of course.
Yeah.
Didn't really go anywhere, but I was supposed to go away for a little bit, but I didn't. I'm actually going to be going next week, but I'll be on here next week as long as you're here. I'm here.
Can I tell you what? So I went away, as you know, for a couple weeks, and I haven't told this story yet because it's just I was saving it for you because I know how much you appreciate how absolutely insane human beings are.
Yes.
So you used to live where I live, yeah, currently.
Correct.
It's a couple buildings in the middle of the strip. There's a
luxury high rise, very nice.
We share and the two towers share a parking area.
Yes.
And it's valet mandatory. And they take your cars in the back, but there's a series of parking spaces right there by both buildings' doors, as you know, about 7-8 parking spaces.
Sure.
And there was this massive classic car that was parked out there for several days. I'm not a car buff, so I can't tell you exactly what brand, make it was. Maybe it was an Impala. I have no idea. Anyway, it was out there. And right as I was leaving, so I did my show on Friday. I race home. This is 2 weeks back, right after. Excuse me, it was Monday, the Monday right after the Super Bowl. Race back because I got to catch my flight. So I'm like, I get my car. So I'm coming right back down. From the brief time that I went upstairs and then downstairs, I came downstairs and someone had taken some kind of weapon to that classic car.
Oh, no.
And bashed the living crap out of it.
Wow.
There was glass everywhere. So I'm looking at this thing. Now, at this point, I'm waiting for my Uber. I'm looking at the valet guys. I'm like, what happened? They're all stone-faced. Like, they can't even imagine what just happened to them.
And there's cameras there.
There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah,
so I didn't get
is.
The story because I had to go. So I came back, and I'm like, okay, guys, you got to tell me what happened here. So some dude who lived in the building, who apparently was off his meds, decided that this car bothered him being parked there.
Yeah.
And he kept telling the valet guys, and the valet guys are like, what are you talking about? Why should we move? Like, it's what his business is. Move this car, move this car. And finally, he lost it, and he went crazy on this car. Immediately expelled from the building. Cops are there. And the guy who owned the car, they said, is one of these cool characters who just sort of saw his car, said nothing, just shook his head. And they say, this is the last guy on earth you want to mess with. He's going to sue the living bejesus out of this person. But this is like the stuff that happens here in your midst, like right as you're going about your day. And I appreciate this about you because you're always like, people have lost their minds. This was the ultimate thing. He's a young lawyer, this guy, who was the perpetrator.
Unbelievable.
Guy in his 30s.
Yeah. No, there are. Listen. This is a town that's very different, unlike other towns in America. Now, there is some towns, I'm not saying we're obscure, maybe Miami, maybe certain areas in LA, New York, certain areas. People are off the rocker. You know, and now what you're saying now, you're, let's just call it what it is. There's only a couple of these luxury type of buildings in town. Now, there's about six of them. I've lived in two of them. And they're very good for security. They have a doorman. I have a guard gate. I have a doorman you have to get by. I have a certain key code. You pay for that in as far as association fees and stuff, and ridiculous amounts of money. But that's also going to bring a class of people that are trust fund babies, that are people that are used to getting their way. Or people, you know, if you could pay for that spot, when I was there, 15 years ago, and or whenever it opened 13 years ago. And I used to just pay. I paid $300 to leave my car right there. It's $300 a month.
Oh, up front you used to pay. Yeah.
That was the going rate for that couple. It was like the last 2 months, I think I gave them $300 a month. And I just want my car there when I'm ready. Time is money because at the time, don't forget, there was only an app or two, maybe not even app. So I have to get to my car. That'll save me more money than giving them the $300 a month. I'll make more because of the time is money. So that was for me. But a lot of these people, they just do it because they have that kind of money. And they just, you know, say, hey, I'm paying for that space. And
that's lawyer, where he planted his car.
This lawyer did not like, sounds like.
What business was it of his? By the way, so I asked the valet guys.
Yeah.
By the way, these valets are nice enough to have my car waiting for me every morning before work, and I don't pay it.
Wow, that's good.
But the
but you tip them though.
I tip them though. Yeah. I asked the valet guys. I'm like, wait a minute. So he was just going to town on this car, broad daylight,
right
in front of you. Remember, nothing good happens in broad daylight. It's always bad when you use that phrase. You all just like watched him do it. No one tried to intervene. I'm thinking like someone should intervene. They're like, dude, would you have intervened? Like they just watched.
I was wondering.
It
I didn't
horror.
Ask you. Did they? Was someone
they
there?
Watched it in horror because they're like, what are we gonna do? Get in front of this crazy man?
Maybe he's got a gun. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. You know? Have no idea.
I will tell you. I said it on my podcast yesterday. We live in considering these situations. We live in a pretty safe town. You know, I'm tough on the town in a lot of spots.
We do.
I want to tell you something. We live in a town where in a second you can call a cop and they're there. Oh, they're all over the strip, right? Where, you know, where we both are. We live in a pretty safe town. Our police do a pretty good job at making us 100% feel safe.
100%. Compared to where I live in San Francisco, are you kidding me?
Well, I don't really want to say on air what I think of that area, but okay. You know, it just to be real blunt, though, like I said, I'm very tough. I'm tough on security in casinos, too. I really am, because I've had some problems with security where I was trying to break up fights between people, and they threw me out. I was just trying to help people. That happened twice in Atlantic City. Of course, over there, I mean, it's a sewer. But let me just tell you, Vegas, there's casinos here that really don't take too much stuff. They're told not to take too much stuff here, some of the security staffs. You know, there's nothing worse than being in, like, resorts in Atlantic City and me calling a security, and nothing against seniors or anything. I love them. Them, you know, a 5'2", 75-year-old security guy. Yeah, what do you need? I need someone to help break up a fight. Can you please send someone? And then they send the 68-year-old guy over. And I'm not making fun of people. I'm just saying, here they got some young bucks ready to, you know, they're going to stop. They're going to pay extra money here. I know the Wynn and some of these casinos on the Strip, they pay extra money to have some. They're ready for it, especially places with clubs. That if you have a club or something, you should man yourself. You should pay those guys $25 an hour or more to have security on staff, getting ready to break up fights in all these certain clubs. Like, you know, if you have like three clubs like Cosmo or Wynn, you better have some good security that knows what they're doing and can handle things and know the laws too.
I was rude. How did you do in the Super Bowl? You did okay? You had a winning Super Bowl, losing Super Bowl?
Had Kansas City. I needed them. I hedged some back with Philadelphia with the points, but however, props was great. One of my best years on props.
Nice.
Did really good on the prop bets.
All right.
Yeah. Really happy with that.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Crackman with the K on Twitter. Of course, the name of his podcast is Wisecracks with John Orlando. And I would say Wisecracks, I said? Wise Guys.
No, Wisecracks.
Wisecracks, right. I'm sorry, Wisecracks.
John and Randy McKay this week.
Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN fans, it's time to plan your Vegas getaway. Circa Las Vegas owner Derek Stevens is offering you 15% off at three incredible properties: Circa Las Vegas, the D Hotel, and Golden Gate. Whether you're lounging by Circa's stunning rooftop pool or enjoying all the excitement Vegas has to offer, you'll save big with promo code VSIN15. Book your stay now at CircaLasVegas.com and use VSIN15, that's VSIN15, to get 15% off. Your Vegas adventure starts here. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beat of the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Best listeners in the game. Will Hill, our own Will Hill. First crack episode since pre-Super Bowl. Let's go. Love this hour.
My man.
Cancer-free from stage 4 NHL since May 2nd. He's got a long Twitter handle.
He's been around a long time, that
guy. But he's cancer-free. Beat cancer in 2019.
Thank God.
Absolutely, thank God. He tweets in. I just lost it now. He tweeted in, does/should Kelly only get half of his daily pay on Thursday? Knowing this day already has standing guests, Zach Cohen and Krakenberger, Kelly's only real job is getting crack some water, something he fails to do more often than not.
How does that guy even know that? No, how does he actually know that I did ask Kelly for water today?
Shots
fired. The mic's on. Like, that's impossible.
Maybe,
that's pretty good.
Maybe it's from inside the house.
Yeah.
Do you remember that movie?
Maybe it's
from inside the house. Wise Guys Wagers. Gene Hackman was great as Little Bill in Unforgiven. That was a great character. The Better Life, Tim Lawson. Pretty excited. This is a great tweet. Pretty excited for my leisurely stroll I'll take later in broad daylight. Yeah, no, you don't want to take a leisurely stroll in broad daylight. Nothing good happens. Jason, Ice Cold Gambler, nothing better than listening to Bill and Gil while on a flight. Thanks for making this flight quick for me, guys. Oh, yeah, I love that when flights are made quicker by stuff. Thank you so much for that tweet. Let's travel safely. I want to, your Twitter feed, at Bill Crackman with a K, is always entertaining. You tweeted out something. Guy, this is fascinating to me. Guy wins $57,000 on a slot machine, and casino does not pay because he self-excluded himself from playing with the casino years earlier. So many questions. Why was he playing there? Does he get the money back that he lost all these times he was self-excluded? Who gets the money that he won? The state? Question after question.
Yeah.
This is fascinating because, first of all, we'll get to your questions because I also have these questions. When we used to be owned by DraftKings, those of us who work here at VSiN, part of working for a public company, and DraftKings was super vigilant with this, is you had to spend an inordinate amount of time doing compliance stuff, right? Taking all these kinds of surveys and quizzes so that you were compliant. And all of DraftKings employees as a public company was compliant with all gaming laws. And one of the things we learned, for those of us who didn't cheat in doing these and just pass the test around, one of the things we learned is that in a jurisdiction like New Jersey, and maybe other places, I'm sure there is other places, maybe everywhere for all I know, that as part of a self-reporting gambling addiction thing, right? Keep in mind, this is like the companies enforcing this when they're actually predatory in their own way. That's a whole nother discussion. But part of the thing for problem gamblers, as a self-defense mechanism from your problem, you can report yourself as, what's the terminology here that you're using?
Self-exclude?
So you can self-exclude. That's exactly right. Self-exclude. So that's the origin of what this is. Now,
nobody knows you guys went through this. You just said it for the first time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I
can't even believe we went through all that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if Kelly was here, I would ask him how many hours endlessly. I was so emotional. It would happen every 3 months, right? It was an endless torrent. By the way, it's a public company, so they had to do this, and we as employees had to do this stuff. So you learn stuff behind the scenes, and so they have the self-exclusion part is for problem gamblers. But your questions are very valid. Why was this person who had self-excluded gambling then there in the first place, knowing, or maybe he didn't know, that if he won, he wasn't going to get it because you self-excluded? So why were you there in the first place?
How can you even play something with a jackpot that has 57,000? Like, I don't know if it was a bad beat jackpot. I think it was a poker. What's that called? I think it's called a bad beat when you get half the money with the hand or something. I think he wasn't playing a slot machine. I think he was actually playing a poker game where he actually hit the bad beat. And I believe, I'm not 100% positive, but even what are you doing in the casino? You could play anywhere. There's poker all over the place. Why are you playing there?
And part of me has sympathy, but then part of me kind of doesn't.
I'm telling you, half the people actually said no. That's the way it should be. The guy self-excluded himself.
He self-excluded.
So it wasn't people sticking up for the... Now, me, listen, I have the side of the player most of the time. So me personally, I was thinking, all right, listen, the guy self-excluded. Just, you know, maybe give him the money or, and I you know, just make sure he knows. Or, you know, give it to a charity or something. Not only did they not do any of that stuff.
Give it to a charity would have been the proper thing to do. Correct. But we're talking about casinos.
They fined him. They cited him.
Not
only did he not get the money,
fined
him and cited him.
For trespassing himself.
Yeah.
Okay, you could have waived that, right? Yeah. Like, you could have not done that part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's so messed up.
It's funny because my co-host John Orlando had that happen to him at poker in California. He got into a fight. Someone threw a chip at him, and he got into a fight. And the guy, you know, he beat someone in the hand, and someone threw a chip at his hit him right in the head. And he got into a fight, and here we are, 3-4 years later. He still can't get back in. All these years later, we're in Nevada.
Someone threw a chip at him. He can't get back in.
Oh my god! And he went out there after the guy, and. Not that he's that much of a tough guy, but that's just your initial reaction. Is, you know, poker is such a brutal sport. I mean, you know,
it's a contact sport.
So Randy was saying in Nevada, I didn't even know this. They cannot do that no more. You only get 2 years. So after 2 years, you're allowed back in. They have to either allow you back in or they have to trespass you again. So I didn't realize that it was every 2 years.
Well, this is not related, but it kind of is related because, you know, I was telling that story about the self-exclusion part is that, you know, these casinos are still these operators, I should call them sportsbook operators who, you know, and casino operators who are, you know, you have to be, you self-excluded. Sorry, you can't win this jackpot, which on the one hand, okay, he self-excluded. But the fact that they still went ahead with the fine, you know, they're also, let's go back to sportsbook specifically here. This sadly doesn't surprise any of us, but I want to throw up this tweet. And this is, Bill, I know this is going to resonate with you. This is from Ryan Butler at Butler Bets. Parlays are the single most critical revenue generator for sportsbooks. ESPN Bet announced today parlays had increased to just over 30% of its handle in January 2025. FanDuel, the U.S. national market leader, saw 50% of its pre-match handle coming from parlays as of September 2024.
That's nice.
50%. And of course, they're actively marketing same game parlays as, oh, you like these parlays? Here's a new vehicle we've created to make this even worse for you.
You know,
this is terrible.
I want to tell you, though, I kind of knew that this was the number.
We knew, but we didn't. Did you know 50%? I didn't know 50%.
I did because I seen in a report a few months ago. I was like, wow. And the amount of people that bet parlays, I probably didn't realize it. And you think about it. So these kids are new still, even though it's 8 years in here. Are we 8 years? I think we're 8 years in. It's still pretty new to people, you know, that are 16, 17, 18. Now they're 20, 21. Now they're of age.
Six and a half years in.
Listen, like we were as kids. Everyone's betting as kids. Don't let no one kid you. Kids are betting on all of these apps. So don't let no one kid you. That's just what it is. It's in their parents' name, and they think it's harmless fun and get the kids, you know, out of my hair. And, you know, people can't handle kids. You know, imagine, you know, literally, you know, 25, 50 years ago when they had, you know, six, seven, eight kids. Now they have two kids. They can't handle them. Throw them a DraftKings account. Here you go. But, you know, it just is. It's this hard to fathom, but yet it's not because of the way that all of these books market themselves on social media saying, hey, look at this guy. This guy hit us today with a $20 parlay, paid $67,000. And this kid's like, well, I have $20. I can do this. If they can do it, let me try that. And then, God forbid, you hit something. Then you're hooked for life.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, even if you hit a smaller one,
you're chasing that high.
Yeah. Literally like someone that did heroin for the first time, chasing that unbelievable high. You're chasing it for the rest of your life, and eventually you'll die from it.
There are three reasons to play parlays. Three. One is if they're correlated, right? If they're correlated, that is a reason to play parlays. Two, if you are trying to circumvent limits in a creative
Very
way,
good.
Parlays is one. And then the third is if you want to throw books off the scent, you throw in parlays just to sort of give the impression, hey, look, I play so many parlays. Don't look here. Right. You don't want to get rid of my account. Those are the three reasons.
Very good.
Those are three
Very
reasons.
Good. The second one, for me, no, I'm not saying I didn't play parlays, but I play them with the intent of having a mathematical edge, betting maybe overnight round robin college basketball parlays and stuff that I knew was going to move the next day. It would be in my favor. Therefore, I would circumvent a limit. They wouldn't even move the games off the parlay, but the next day, they would all be a couple points in my favor, and that makes the parlay in my favor. However, I don't even tell people that normally. We're talking about right. it. So I'll tell them because I don't want them to think I play parlays.
Right, because the same thing you just talked about, my one exception would be in tennis. I do that same right. thing, right? But I never do football or basketball or anything like that.
I almost throw the white towel in, though. Everyone's betting parlays. Go ahead. There's nothing I can do. They get mad at me sometimes.
50%.
So.
50%.
50%.
More with the Crack Man. Bill Krackenberger. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Sports betting never slows down, and neither should you. With the NBA and NHL in full swing, the PGA Tour underway, March Madness about to tip off, and MLB opening day just around the corner, the action never stops. Start betting smarter with a VSiN Pro subscription. For as little as $9.99, you'll get a daily email with all the plays from hosts and their guests, expert analysis, deep dive stats, and exclusive insights to help you make the smartest picks. Don't place your bets unprepared. Get full access today for only $9.99. at VSiN.com/subscribe. And as we discussed with Adam Burke earlier, what a deal this is with the MLB and March Madness betting guides in tow. Man, $9.99 for that right off the bat. Absolutely would take advantage of that. It's Gil Alexander. We get tweets at Beating the Book here on the Numbers Game. Always appreciated. Todd Bubba Horwitz, our buddy who we hope to get on the show here soon. He says, bad beat jackpot. He should really not be excluded, talking about the guy we were talking about earlier here, because the casino takes a rake and has no interest in who wins. Poker is a game of skill. Todd, as we're about to find out, it wasn't poker. The man played a slot machine.
It's unbelievable. We just read about it. Slot machine.
Let me read the rest of these and we'll get to that. WD40+. Hey, there you go. And Rockin' Shoe. I can just hear that old lady from Silver Lining Playbook. No parlay, no parlay. Matt Grissom, listening to Bill and Gil talk about parlays, 100% agree on Gil's rule of three. Much like tennis, oftentimes college baseball prices are too rich to lay, so I'll parlay a couple of the favorites to get a better number and throw off the scent of being limited. Norman Vegas, a Gene Hackman film people rarely mention is The Conversation.
Yes.
He's fabulous in that movie, which also stars John Cazale, who played Fredo in The Godfather, and Harrison Ford. Fredo, of course. Okay, we'll move on to... I just want to... Let's follow up on this, because Kelly was kind enough to send us in a,
yeah,
a more...
I knew it happened in Parks Casino, which is not one of my favorites anyway.
It's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they sweat the money bad to begin. But I don't know why. They're making billions of dollars there. But yeah, so that I'm reading the article here, Parks Casino, and, you know, I don't know this guy. He might be from this. He might even be from South Philly, so I'm surprised he don't cause an uproar there. They're tough guys over there. But yeah, I'm reading the whole thing. How can you play the machine with a $57,000 jackpot?
For those who are just tuning in, we're talking about a guy who self-excluded from gambling. And self-exclusion is something that is both involuntary and voluntary. His was a voluntary selection to be self-excluded. It is a means to prevent or to counteract one's problem gambling.
Yeah.
So he goes into a casino. He plays a slot machine. First of all, he shouldn't be in the casino. Somehow he slithers in, which, by the way, talk about an addiction. He's like, I'm self-excluded. I've got to play this slot machine. And he wins $57,000, and he doesn't get any of the money because he's self-excluded.
Yeah, you know, now I'm reading. Someone sent me a second article, and, you know, this actually says a guy's name. I don't know if that could be true, though. But let's just I'll call him Joey Gabagool. All right?
Yeah, why don't you go with Joey Gabagool?
Yeah, no, but I mean, this is amazing, even reading this.
Yeah.
This guy was really mad. He caused an uproar. He called the police, according to this article. Called the police, and
he wouldn't leave the casino.
He's like,
I want my money.
Yeah.
I want my money. Anyway. Now, you know what else is not has pending, though? They don't know if gaming is going to go after the casino, the casino.
Interesting.
How do you get into your casino then if you're self-excluded?
Yeah.
We'll see if that happens.
And you're wondering if the guy used a card. I'll tell you what. If he used a card, I wish I'd seen an article on that.
Yeah.
He has a lawsuit because that card shouldn't even have been accepted.
That's right. And if it's accepted, that's on them.
I'm telling you.
Someone will make that case.
If he used a card. Yeah. If he used a card.
Or just everybody's negligent. But,
you know, if you're with somebody, why don't you just tell them to jump on the machine? I understand the cameras maybe look back at it anyway. But there's just, you know, just seeing this stuff. And
sounds like he needs to be self-excluded, though. Like, he did the right thing back when he self-excluded. Because it's like, really? This was like, you know that you're this, and you still went in that casino?
Yeah.
Like, this was your form of entertainment? You couldn't think of anything else? Come on, Gabagool.
What are you doing? You know, I want to tell you, I'll talk about it a little bit. Now that I'm thinking about this, and I know someone else that was arrested at a Harrah's casino it's right by the airport. Someone will put it on Twitter. There's a Harrah's by the Philadelphia airport, Chester. I think it's either Chester or Westchester. And he had a bunch of cards he was putting in, getting people's cash back. And he was using a card, getting their cash back, running the money through, pulling the next card out, getting their cash back, putting the money through. So, listen, I understand. It's called card building. Boy, a lot of the Advantage slot guys are like, you're not going to talk about card building, are you? Card building. In other words, Gil Alexander, I take you to a casino here in town that has a promotion, and it's a $1,000 sign-up, but you have to run, you know, $25,000 through the machine, which, by the way, sounds like a lot. It's really not if it's video poker. You're Theo on that. Your loss should be about $250, but so the $1,000 would be an advantage. But you don't want to take that risk, so I will take the risk with my bankroll, let's say, and play, put the $25,000 through, and I'm building up. Now you have a card in your name, which you never played there before. Now I go to, you know, your friend, your cousin, your uncle, your aunt, whatever it may be. Now I'm card building for all these different people. What happens is the bounce back cash, the offers you get in the future, you know, we split or I give you a piece of that. You just give me, I just have the player cards. I have your PIN number and I'm building your card and I'm playing under your name, which is really frowned upon now more than ever.
You're scaling your business is what you're doing.
Yeah, it's card building. And that happens. I mean, it does. I have a couple buddies that are my friends. Literally, I could pull my bag out right now and probably shock you. Like,
show and tell, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm just saying, like, the more I think about it, like, I have a stack. And this is not even a full stack of cards, but I have some cards here, and they're not all mine. Now, I'm not saying I'm doing anything illegal, but they're not all mine.
Show them that stack, Bill. Look at that.
But
look at that thing.
I will. No, I probably have about 50 cards. And and the reason why I have 50 is because some of them are in my wife's name. Mm-hmm. Some of them are my friend's name that I take with me to the casino. I won't build. I'm too afraid to build a card and have someone else's card in the machine for fear of what happened to that person. Probably in Chester, they arrested him. And, you know, so I do have cards, though, my buddy's names. And sometimes it's hard, too. Sometimes, I have a guy that's, a guy in town, a knock-around guy from back home. You know, he's an older man. And I try to explain to him when we're playing together about going in the red. What that means is going in the red. In other words, we'll play at a casino. We'll get his cash back. Of course, I'm putting the money up for him. And now I lose $800 on this play. Well, the next time we go in, the next week when you get your $500 offer, we have to make up the $800 before you profit anything, even though you're getting a $500 offer. So let's say I put that card in, get the $500, run it through there, and I win back, $700, and I leave. Well, he thinks he's entitled to something. And I say, well, we're $800 in the red. And he says to me, that don't matter to me. I'm trying to explain to him that we only get paid
yes.
on your net win. In other words, if I lose 800 and win 800 and give you $200, I'm out $200. I'm losing doing this. But he really does. I love him to death, but he does not want to go in the red. He said red figures don't apply to me. He's got a vowel at the end of his name. He's from back
like
home.
This is like the wife girlfriend thing that we talk about oftentimes. Where it's like, oh, how much did you win? Oh, wow, I could go buy something. It's like, yeah, but we didn't. What about the time?
Yeah,
but we forgot about yesterday when.
Yeah,
those don't apply.
I keep my wife so far away from I settle with someone twice a year. And just, I said on my podcast yesterday, I settle with someone twice a year, and Monday after the Super Bowl, I'm getting things ready, and I got my desk, and I got, I'm going through stuff. I said, listen, I have to stop at my box. I have a box. I have to stop at my box, get my tickets out, and spread them all over a table. I'm going to go to Panera Bread and just do it. I got to go see my prop guy, because she's like, why are you rushing around? I said, all right, my prop guy's in town. This is how far away I keep my wife after all these years. Literally knowing the wife since high school, so, yeah. 39 years. She says, what's a prop guy?
I love that.
Goes to show you, but you're right. You can't go home and tell your wife or girlfriend what you did this week, because
there's no context.
There is none. But
none. You can't do that.
Card building. We can go off on anything on this show.
Bill, you should not. Please don't self-exclude at any point. I'm just hoping you don't do that.
No, and you know what?
What do we have to talk about?
People. Boy, do I want to say they shouldn't do that. Because you never know for the future. If you have a problem, a gambling problem, and
listen,
if you're...
That guy sounds like he needed to self-exclude. If he's still running into a casino even afterwards, like it's his only means of entertainment.
They all gamble after.
Yeah.
You think when people go to Gamblers Anonymous, they go there because they owe money out. That's why they went there. But they didn't go there because they wanted to go there.
But he went on a slot machine knowing, or he should have known, maybe he didn't, that if he wins a jackpot, he ain't getting the money. So that's where it's mashugana.
How can he do it? I just don't get it. There is other casinos there, but it's not like Vegas where they're right next to each other. Parks, and then you have to go maybe travel another 20 miles to another one.
That's what I mean. He's making an effort. He's not hanging out on the Vegas Strip. He's like, hey, I know where I'll go today. I'll go to that casino I self-excluded from.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. Special people over there.
We live in such a fast. This is why this little corner of the world is so fascinating.
I'm still on a side though. I'm sorry. I know that 50% of the people that came in there got 160,000 views. A lot of people were on the casino side. I'm sorry. It takes a lot for me to be on a casino side. It just does. I'm on the player side. Give the money to somebody.
The fact that they fined him for the trespass, though, on top of that, is so such a brutal
Jesus,
detail.
Mary and Joseph.
It's like, oh, by the way, in addition to not getting that 57K, yeah, here's a bill. Coming back with Crack Man Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa, Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. The James Lloyd I was in a bar last week, and this young kid who knows me as a sports bettor comes up and tells me he put in a 20-leg parlay. 20! He didn't win. Guess which leg missed?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Either the 20th or the 1st. It's one or the other. I told him repeatedly, stop playing parlays. That's the great Chris Andrews story when he's back at Cal Neva, and he says there was some guy who was screaming. He goes, oh, my God, that bad beat just cost me a parlay. They're like, oh, did you hit the first 7 of your 8? He goes, no, it was the first leg. Cost me his parlay.
that's funny. I never
great
heard that.
Story. John Balduzzi. My buddy bets one 7-10 teamer a week for a couple $100 each time at the casino in Pittsburgh. That's all he gambles. Nothing else. He hits one every 2 to 3 years. Here's his last. Yeah, he hit one for $70,000. And so that's the high that he keeps chasing.
I mean, $70,000 is a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
My God. He's never going to stop. No one could tell him to stop.
Crane Pool. I go to Parks Casino about twice a month. You have to go through metal detectors to enter the casino. I bet it has facial recognition as well. Makes you wonder how this guy got by that
You're
security.
You're kidding me. They have metal detectors in Parks?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It's actually a nice area. I can't believe they have metal detectors. Makes me just feel uneasy. Wow.
Shades of Mako. I didn't realize they fined the guy, too. That seems like quite the cherry on top. Vegas DP, Gene Hackman was fantastic in Mississippi Burning. Yes, he was.
Oh, yeah.
David Montgomery, the third gentleman, you have absolutely been destroying tennis lately. No pressure or anything, but it would be cool if you kept it up. I'll try.
Oh, man.
It's good to have you back on the show. It's fun with everybody there here at the network. Scola, on the actual self-exclusion form, it is spelled out stating if the person enters the casino after self-exclusion, they can be arrested for trespassing, and also any jackpot will not be paid out. This is also presented verbally prior to signing. Scola, that's why I'm with you. I only have so much sympathy because it's all there in writing.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Real quick before we get to we've got to do our G-Bank best bets of the day. G-Bank, the official bank of VEASAN, with all of our bets, hosts, guests, every sport on the show every day, every show on the network. I am on a tennis play today. It is on clay. I am on Federico Correa, who got us a win in a suspended match yesterday. He's taking on Alejandro Tabilo. I got him at plus 125. This is one of these rare lines that went against us here. You can get Correa at about plus 140. That's Federico Correa. You can get him a way better number than I could against Alejandro Tabilo and clay today. I don't really understand. I don't really understand that move at all, but that's the one tennis play from me. Zach Cohen, he's got the magic tonight. Catching the points versus the dubs. What are you doing? How dare you go against the Warriors? But he likes the points. He's taking the magic, +5.5. Bradley Beal over 18.5 points in the Suns game. And then in tennis, he's got Petra Martic plus 1.5 against Emma Navarro at plus 109. Matteo Berrettini, he's laying the wood, minus 166 versus Stefanos Tsitsipas. And then he's got Talon Griekspoor +1.5 sets versus Daniil Medvedev. Also on the hard courts there in tennis, as there are many tournaments, 5 globally on both tours. Adam Burke, the author of our great MLB betting guide, VEASAN.com/subscribe. Royals under 83.5 wins, his favorite of all of his plays. Nationals over 72.5 wins. And Spencer Schwellenbach for NL Cy Young, 40-1. That from Adam Burke. Once again, G-Bank, best bets of the day. As always, brought to you by G-Bank, the official bank of VSIN. And don't forget, as always with G-Bank, they're upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for new G-Bank Visa Signature Card customers. First new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads, within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VSIN.com/G-Bank. That's VSIN.com/G-Bank. Subject credit approval, terms and conditions apply.
I hate to be such a tout for your sponsor here. That sounds like too good of an offer to be true. So, because I'm a guy that takes advantage of offers anyway. That's spend $1,000 within 90 days. That everyone does that. $250 back. But then you're getting 2% back. And now this extra $500 just, that wasn't here last time I was here, I don't think. Of course, we all use sports and gaming apps anyway, so I'm going to, I've been wanting to do it. I'm actually going to sit down and apply for that card. I better get it, too.
There you go. I better get it.
No, I mean.
I hope you didn't self-exclude from getting a card.
Yeah. No, you know, just to read another tweet that you didn't read, a Buddhist man or a Buddhist, or I hope I'm not saying it wrong.
Buddhist man. Yeah, he's got Buddhist one. Man. What does he got?
He's one of our good guys here.
He's great.
As a former 10-year college bar doorman, I can tell you how important proper security personnel are. Despite my advancing age like Bill, I find myself heading towards situations of problems in public as opposed to retreating. It's a normal thing for someone to... I know, don't get involved and mind your own business. But when I see that particular situation was like an 80-year-old guy being beat up inside of a casino by a 30-year-old. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know I shouldn't get involved. I'm getting involved every single time.
I agree with you. There are certain scenarios where it's tough not to. But like the car bashing one at the building, I get it. The guy's got a weapon that he's wielding like crazy. What, are you going to ruin your day and your life with you getting involved in that?
Fez said, yes, you can read that.
Oh, this is the best one.
By the way, I documented this while I was hosting. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Do you want to
read it or should I read it?
No, you can read it. I'm just reading. He actually talked about Larry Grossman, which was a show, my first sports betting show I was ever on 27, 28 years ago. Yeah, no, you can read it. Just don't read the Advantage player's name.
No, I will not. Fezzik, who will be on the show tomorrow, as he is every Friday, he says the Maxim in Vegas had a $300 new player sign-up bonus. All you had to do was run through $300.
Oh, my God. That was easy.
An Advantage player literally signed up hundreds of homeless people and was funneling them in for 3 days. This was in 2005.
Yeah, because all you do is put the $300 in. You count the money through. And when you're done putting the $300 through the machine, whatever's left, $180, $250, $500, cash out. You give the guy $100, you keep the rest, and you go for the next homeless guy outside.
How does that conversation go?
Yeah. Hey, buddy, you have an ID? You have a legitimate ID that's a valid ID?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't do that. But, I mean, that is something that you would do for the... You know, you make a lot of money doing that back then.
Advantage is an advantage.
Yeah, advantage is an advantage. So that's kind of interesting that would come up there.
He said, what did he say? By the way, I documented this with Larry Grossman. That's what he documented
story. That was like my first show I ever did here. It was called You Can Bet on It. And it was a taboo show. I remember my mom and dad were so nervous. They're like, you're talking about sports betting. Billy, make sure. I said, Mom, I'm talking about sports betting. Well, yeah, sports betting. It's legal. I'm in Vegas. And they were so nervous me talking about sports betting out on a show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is, you know, like I said, probably 27 years ago. And, Larry had the only real sports betting show talking about casinos and sports betting and things. And he retired and off in the sunset, still around town. I heard he's around town picking up his, you know, free steak knives at the Palms and stuff like that. God bless Larry.
You just reminded me of something, though. It's 2025 now, so... You and I talk about how our friends are still kind of weird. Like sometimes they won't ask us things about this or they don't, you know, they don't necessarily look for your knowledge about anything in a casino. But you brought up something there about your parents were worried about you. I remember I had a couple college friends here. This is years and years ago, maybe 20 years ago. And I remember because, you know, I was hanging out here the whole time. And I remember them saying to me, like, is everything okay? Are you in danger? They thought I was in danger.
Right.
That's what they went to.
Right.
Are you in danger? I was like, no, I'm just hanging out in Vegas.
Yeah. It's so fashionable now.
Yeah.
You know,
what kind of danger do you think I'm in?
For people that don't, I understand back then, especially if you were in trouble in your life, there's only two places you'd run to. I told you on your podcast, you're going to run to Florida or Vegas. That's where you're laminate.
That's right.
That's where they wound up, in Florida or Vegas. I told you, God picked up the United States from both sides, started shaking it.
No. Your line was, this is the first time Bill was ever
on
my podcast.
On
a betting dork. You said, God put a funnel, one of those funnels over Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
He put all the trash in the funnel, God. And then he shook the funnel over Vegas.
It was a tough town back then. Hey, listen. I'm just saying, you know, this was a town that accepted vice, though.
Yes.
It, you know, look at the slogan, whatever happens in Vegas stays. That didn't come up last year. That's been around for like 20 years. I mean, and that's what it was all the years before that. So it was accepted and now it's fashionable. Now every state, we're not even near the sports betting capital. New York, clearly the sports betting capital of the United States. I think it's Illinois somehow second.
Yeah.
Indiana's close to there, New Jersey, and then it's Nevada. So it's accepted everywhere. And I'm interested to see what happens again this March Madness. It's so big gambling. It's so big sports betting that it will be interesting to see what the crowds will be for March Madness, only because Super Bowl was so dead in Vegas compared to previous years. I know California population because of the fires and stuff, but I think it's even deeper than that, even more than that. I think it's because of Vegas has done it to themselves. They outpriced themselves with gouging and fees. And also, I really think because gambling's everywhere.
Except for March Madness has pools.
They do.
And weather. They do. We'll see. We shall see. Stormy is next with Money Moves. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.